Rachel in Heaven. On May 6, 1999, after my nightly prayers, the Lord directed me to include in the book the name of a high school student shot during the Columbine High School shootings in Colorado. Her name was Rachel.
Rachel was chosen for end-time use,
he said.
And she was chosen before she was born. Through her, I plan to touch millions of souls, both young and old.
Before this, I had been crying for Rachel because it blessed me so much to know how she had stood up for her Lord in the face of death. I knew she was with him in heaven, and that knowledge brought great joy to me. I have never felt sorry about how she died because I knew where she went after death. Whoever dies for our Lord Jesus experiences the greatest blessings of all. The Lord told me many things about Rachel, but when I awoke the next morning in order to write the experience in the book, I completely forgot her name. No matter how hard I tried, her name would not come to me, so I thought maybe it wasn't that important for me to include her in the book. After my morning prayer, while the Lord and I were talking, I told him about how her name would not come back to me. He whispered,
Rachel.
And I've never forgotten her name again. The Lord said,
Rachel is happier with me than she ever was on earth. And I will bless her family. Too often, people blame every bad thing that happens on Satan. If Rachel's death were Satan's will, my name would never have been brought up before she died. Satan has no power over my people if I don't allow him to. Each life has a special purpose in this world. That is why I use some people in special ways. So, don't think that because someone is a faithful Christian that they will live long and perfect lives on earth. If I have to take one life in order to save another, I will do so. As I said before, I will have to take many lives before I return. Among them will be many Christians. Salvation is that important to me. But always remember that I never want to see anyone perish.